The date is today, and this is an episode of Music in Numbers, brought to you by LaSylve, the brand that makes things by day and discovers, uncovers, and recovers all things music industry by night. This show is dedicated to showcasing the talents of new musicians who have been releasing music for less than 888 days from the release date of this episode. We accept music of any genre and from any village, town, city, country, from musicians who are currently self-releasing music on open to all DIY music distribution platforms such as 1RPM, Emu Bands, Ditto, and the many more that exist around the world. I am your host, and I go by the name of... And in between the snippets of the songs that we play, there will be various facts, figures, stories, plus general knowledge information from my years of experience working behind the scenes of the music business.
This is a journey. 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 This is a journey.
From Bad Hersfeld in Germany, we now travel back to Frankfurt in Germany, taking a one-way flight with Iberia Airlines, operated by American Airlines, to Dallas-Fort Worth Airport in the American state of Texas, with a 10-hour, 50-minute flight time. In 2004, Gary Hickenbotham wrote the publication A History of the Texas Recording Industry. On page 9 of the publication, in a section titled West Texas and Early Rock and Roll, he wrote, "In West Texas during the 1950s, a new musical style was emerging that would take the world by storm. Buddy Holly and the Crickets and Buddy Knox and the Rhythm Orchards with Jimmy Bowen recorded their first hit songs in 1957 at Norman Petty's studio in Clovis, New Mexico, just across the state line. The songs Buddy Holly and the Crickets recorded there included That'll Be the Day.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die.
Roy Orbison also recorded in Petty's studio, as did Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs. There were also some small studios in West Texas, such as Bobby Peebles' Venture Recording Studio in Lubbock, where Holly recorded Want in 1956, and Nesman Recording Studio in Wichita Falls, where Buddy recorded the acetates that led to his short-lived contract with Decca Records. Tommy Alsup, who had played lead guitar for Holly, built a studio in Odessa in the 1960s. Longtime Lubbock saxophonist and four-track studio owner Don Caldwell, with the help of Lubbock banker/musician Lloyd Love, built a multi-track studio where Texas artists, including the second-generation Maines brothers Joe Eli, Delbert McClinton, Butch Hancock, Terry Allen, and many other artists recorded and continue to record. Norman Petty required long-term contracts from his artists and was known for sometimes keeping their royalties. So Don Caldwell's studio and Telephone Records label, which often allowed artists on the label to retain ownership of their material, was popular for many years. End of publication quote. Our next new artist hails from Dallas, Texas, which is around a 300-mile drive away from the city of Lubbock, Texas. He released this, his debut song, on the 15th of September, 2023, via the music distribution platform Ditto. Produced by Sonic Major, here is the artist, RJ the Weirdo, with his song, Captive.
I feel like I'm a slave to my desires, a prisoner to the thought of you. I'm in the daze, girl, I'm lost. Nothing could get me off of you.
From Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, we now take a 9-hour flight to Terminal 3 at London Heathrow Airport in England. With a one-way ticket costing as low as $667.30 when travelling in April 2024 with British Airways and operated by American Airlines. The ticket cost breakdown is comprised of $430 for the fare, $205 for the carrier imposed charge, $5.60 for the USA Passenger Civil Aviation Security Service fee, $22.20 for the USA International Transportation Tax, and $4.50 for the Passenger Facility Charge. And this is an economy ticket that only offers you two pieces of hand baggage, where you would need to spend an extra $90 for checked-in baggage. After landing at Heathrow Airport, we will need to take a 23-mile car ride lasting just over 60 minutes. Driving on the M4 motorway, we will be passing through the West London areas of Harlington, Southall and Yeading. Then, having exited onto the A40 slip road, we will pass through an area called Perivale, an area in Greater London that historically formed part of the county of Middlesex. Perivale is the birthplace of Yes keyboard player Rick Wakeman. That was the song Heart of the Sunrise from the band Yes, taken from their album Fragile, released in 1971. In 2018, the song was sampled by Pusha T and Kanye West on their song What Would Meek Do? In June 2010, Rick Wakeman published an article for the Express newspaper titled How I Made Pele a Big Name in US Football. In the article, he wrote, "In the 70s, it used to be that virtually every rock and roll musician wanted to be a footballer, and virtually every footballer wanted to be a rock and roll musician. The success rate in this exchange of profession was, as not unexpected, 0%. So, as footballers with aspiration, they did the next best thing and made appalling records, which nobody bought. And the accompanying ridicule seemed to wash over them like water off the proverbial duck's back. As rock and roll musicians, we formed our own teams and played teams with similar skills, i.e. very little. Then came the opportunity to really be part of the game we loved by actually getting involved with a professional club. My dream was to be involved at Brentford, the West London club I had supported since I was a small boy. But before I did become a director for a very short time, other football opportunities opened up, and I grabbed them with both hands and feet. I'll skip over my tenure as chairman of Camberley Town and also my involvement with Marlow Town, as these require full-page articles on their own, and instead move swiftly onto Philadelphia Fury, one of the original franchise teams in the USA's first attempt to join the soccer world in 1976. The league itself, fronted by Phil Woosnam, hosted such great sides as New York Cosmos, owned by the Ertegun brothers, who in turn owned most of the label Warner Elektra Atlantic, the big record company to which I was signed. Ahmet Ertegun knew little about football but loved the game with a passion. He called me one day while I was on tour with Yes. "Rick," he said, "I've got the opportunity to buy a couple of players and thought I'd ask you if they were any good and worth buying for Cosmos." "Fire away," I said. "The first guy is called Pele. I think you'll find that's Pele, pronounced Pele. Looks like Pele to me. Trust me, it's Pele. Is he any good? He's getting quite old. Ahmet, the man's a football genius. He'll be wonderful for you. Who's the other guy?" I can't read the writing on this fax very clearly, but I think it's Bicklebum. He's German anyway. I think that's Beckenbauer, West German captain and fabulous player. If you can afford them, buy them. Okay, but I hope Peely and Bicklebum are good, or I'll be on your back, he joked. I saw their first game for Cosmos. They were stunning. Meanwhile, I was one of the owners of Philadelphia Fury. I was also one of the only owners who knew anything about football, along with my manager at the time, Brian Lane. And so we were given the task by our American partners of buying a team. I was 27 years old, with an open checkbook. With a huge smile on my face, I made a shortlist. If you want to read the rest of that article, then feel free to head over to the Express newspaper website. From Perivale, we will slip on to the A406, driving past Wembley Stadium, the home of English football. We will then go past the Brent Cross Shopping Centre and Middlesex University, before taking the A1 through Archway and Finsbury Park to arrive in Highbury at 204 Blackstock Road, the home of the Gunners Pub, a pub that has been part of the local community for over 150 years. It is situated just a 10-minute walk to the Arsenal football team's Emirates Stadium, and the pub itself is filled with Arsenal memorabilia. The pub is also a live music venue that has a Allen & Heath 16-channel digital mixer, various Shure, Sennheiser and AKG microphones, Roland, Marshall and Red Sub amplifiers, and an array of PAs and monitors. The venue played host to our next new artist in 2024. He was born just outside of Venice in Italy, and now living in London, he released his first song on the 1st of April 2022. This next song is taken from his album The Root, released on December 1st, 2023 via CD Baby, written by Giovanni Favaretto, known as the artist Monterey J. Here is the song, Before the House Burns Down. From the Gunners Pub in Highbury, we now head back to Heathrow Airport, where a 1600 one-way flight in April 2024 will take you 9 hours 25 minutes to Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, with a 3-hour 25-minute stopover, followed by a 1-hour 25-minute flight to Fort Wayne in the state of Indiana. From there, we will take an 18-minute and 8-mile car journey along the Airport Expressway, before turning left onto Fairfield Avenue, driving past the Recovery Cafe at 2423 Fairfield Avenue, which is a charity that helps people on their journey through difficult life transitions, such as recovery from illness, life challenges, and traumas. Continuing along Fairfield Avenue, we then take a right onto Jefferson Boulevard to arrive at 125 West Jefferson Boulevard, the home of the 2,471-seat Embassy Theatre. a theatre that was built in 1928 as a movie palace. On March 10th, 1989, the theatre played host to country music legend Johnny Cash.
There's a new moon over Jamaica, and a new year just got here, you see. There's a new moon over Jamaica, and I'm living with an old memory.
That was New Moon Over Jamaica by Johnny Cash featuring Paul McCartney, released in 1988 on Cash's Water from the Wells of Home album. In December 1988, Johnny Cash checked himself into hospital to undergo examination for his heart issues linked to his drug addiction. Doctors recommended preventative heart surgery, and Johnny Cash underwent double bypass surgery. The concert on March 10th, 1989, at the Embassy Theatre in Fort Wayne, was his first concert since undergoing that surgery. Another music venue close to the Embassy Theatre is a venue called The Ruin, located 4 minutes by car at 1201 West Main Street. A multicultural, multi-genre dive bar that hosts artists in the genres of rock, metal, folk, country, jazz, R&B, hip-hop, EDM, and dub reggae. Our next new artist is a six-piece jazz band with vibes of neo-soul and the heartbeats of R&B. They performed at The Ruin on the 16th of February 2024. They released this next song on their debut four-track EP titled Faintest Idea on the 3rd of December 2023 via DistroKid. This is the band Sundial with their song Luna. From Fort Wayne Airport, we now take a flight journey lasting 11 hours. That requires a 1 hour, 14 minute flight to Chicago O'Hare Airport in the state of Illinois. Wait for almost an hour and a half before taking an 8 hour, 25 minute flight to Frankfurt Airport in the German state of Hesse. From there, we will travel by car for around 25 minutes and 29 kilometers on the A3, A67, and A60 Autobahn. Then crossing over the River Rhine, we will travel on the L431 along the Wormser Straße, Wiesenauer Straße, and Rheinstraße before taking a right onto Flachsmarkt-Straße to arrive at Großbleiche, number 60 to 62 in the city of Mainz in the German state of Rhineland-Palatinate. This is the home of live music venue Culture Club Schönschön. On the 16th of November 2022, Norbert Schön, the owner at Culture Club Schönschön, and his team won the Applause Music Prize for the third time, winning the Best Live Music Programme category for 2022. Applause stands for Award for the Programming of Independent Venues. With the Programme Award, the Minister of State for Culture honours concert programmes from independent music clubs, as well as event series from all genres of popular music. Our next new artist performed at Culture Club Schönschön on the 20th of February 2024. He released his debut music on streaming services on the 2nd of December 2022. This next song was released on the 5th of May 2023 via DistroKid. Here is Druckerburger with his song Bett aus Angst. We now head back to Frankfurt Airport to take a two-hour direct flight with Lufthansa Airways, costing as low as 132 British pounds if you travel at night, or 169 British pounds if you travel in the morning in April 2024. With hand baggage only weighing a maximum of 8 kilograms, our two-hour flight takes us to our destination city of Glasgow in Scotland. From there, we will take a car journey of around 15 minutes for 8.5 miles along the M8 motorway, driving past Ibrox Stadium, the home of the Glasgow Rangers football team. Then past the areas of Plantation and Kingston, place names that were derived from Britain's slave trade past in the Caribbean. We continue along the M8 motorway, travelling across the River Clyde via the Kingston Bridge. Then, having exited onto the Great Western Road, we will eventually arrive at 171 Great Western Road, the home of the Hug and Pint, a grassroots live music venue, bar and restaurant in Glasgow's West End that opened in June 2015 and lies close to the St George's Cross subway station. On January 10th, 2023, our next new artist performed at this venue. He is French-born and Glasgow-based, and he goes by the birth name Jules Frank Bellamy. Performing as the artist Your Friend, he released his debut song to streaming platforms on the 26th of November 2021. This next song was released on the 3rd of March, 2023. Here is the song, Parisé. Glasgow Airport, we are now required to endure an 18-hour, 24-minute journey duration for the one-way ticket price of just under 600 British pounds in April 2024. But you are limited to just one personal bag item of 15 by 30 by 40 centimetres that must fit under your seat in front of you. Or you can pay an extra 250 British pounds to add a cabin bag of up to 10 kilograms in weight and maximum dimensions of 25 by 40 by 56 centimeters. Our journey requires two stops. The first stop is a 1 hour 35 minute journey to London Gatwick Airport in England, with a 2 hour wait, followed by a 9 hour 25 minute flight to Orlando Airport in the state of Florida in America. After a 3-hour, 34-minute wait, we will then proceed to take a 1-hour, 50-minute flight to Raleigh-Durham Airport in Morrisville, in the American state of North Carolina. From there, we will need to take a 30-minute car ride along the Interstate 40 before turning onto the North Carolina 54 Highway, where we will pass by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, before arriving at our destination at 200 North Greensboro Street in the town of Carrboro in the state of North Carolina, the home of Carmel Mall, and on the second floor, it was once the home of Mammoth Records.
Be the first to set it off. I draw first blood, be the first to set it off.
North Carolina,
I draw first blood, be the first to set it off.
Yeah.
I draw first blood, be the first to set it off.
Yeah. Hey, yo, I do this for myself, savior. Plus all the paper and the fame. Why the hell else would I get in this game? Do it for hip-hop in a state where it can't be stopped. Top of the charts, cause it's art. Truly comes from the heart. Do it cause I'm smart and I do it well. You can't tell, take a closer look. I do this for the thugs and the crooks. For the haters that was always hating on me. Didn't want us to go platinum, didn't cop the CD. Do it for the culture, the way of life, my sacrifice. Fleeing from vice, they never catch me cause I run for my life. My civil rights. For ballers that rap ice, push fives, think I'm the hottest alive, so civilized, standing tall. I do this for those that never fall.
That was local Carrboro and Chapel Hill area rap group Typhoo with their song Terrorize, released in 1999. Typhoo were very briefly signed to Mammoth Records, but following the sale of the record label to Disney in 1997 and a reorganization of the label, the group were dropped by the new Disney owners and were forced to find their feet in the industry independently. But in an era where the distribution and marketing power of a record label was king, the group eventually disbanded. Just a 7-minute walk from the Carmel Mall, travelling via East Weaver Street, you will find a live music venue called the Cat's Cradle, a venue that has been in existence for more than 40 years and has hosted artists such as Nirvana, Public Enemy, and Iggy Pop. On the 6th of April 2024, our next new artists were the support act for the band Remo Drive at this venue in North Carolina. They are a 5-piece band who released their debut song called Gwen to streaming services on the 11th of November 2022. This next song was released on the 6th of January 2023 via DistroKid. This is the band Wilt with their song Nothing Special.
This is a journey, 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 this is a journey.
That is the end of the episode. The date is today. We hope to see tomorrow. And to all the new musicians around the world, build your fan base, build your knowledge, but most importantly, build your karaku.